عليكم سلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower His choicest blessings on you, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for all the sacrifices that you are making for His beautiful deen. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahmani ar-Rahim. كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the innumerable blessings He has showered upon us, which we cherish and enjoy every moment of our lives. We bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we bear witness that Sayyidina Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our leader and master, is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Al-Ansar International, I thought that I would share with you, good content from a book that has been written by Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, referring to Shauqi Watan, the desire of the hereafter. And I remember once sitting in a discourse in a majlis of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali. He questioned us and he asked us that, where is your home? So as students, we were in the company of Hazrat Ji, and we said that, home is South Africa. And many people in South Africa who come from the rural homelands to come and work in the cities towards the holiday period in December, they all make an intention to go back to their homeland. In Zulu, they would say Kaya, that we're going back to our homes, and they will buy blankets and they will buy other items and food and everything, and they'll be so thrilled because they're returning to their homeland, even though it may be just a rondavel or a hut or a little building. But home, sweet home, home is home. So Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali says, well, this is a worldly concept, but you know where is actual home? Actual home is where your father comes from. And who's our father? Jadd is Nabi Adam alayhi salam. And Nabi Adam alayhi salam, his house was Jannah. So the house of our father, Nabi Adam alayhi salam, is Jannah. Then Shaitan, through his ploy and his tactics, he got Hazrat Adam alayhi salam out of Jannah. Okay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used that entire episode as a means of Hazrat Adam alayhi salam coming into this world. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam was enjoying the comforts, in Jannah with Amma Hawa. May Allah be pleased with her. And it wouldn't be befitting to say for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just take them out like that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this situation was created where Allah commanded them, لَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجْرَةِ, do not go near this tree. And so, but they went near that particular tree because the shaitan referred to as shajaratul khuld. It's a tree of eternity, that if you eat from the fruit of this tree, then you will live for eternity and eternity. And that is how he put them in the snare. That is how he enticed them to eat from the tree. And then so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then sent them into the world, And so based on this, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah says that our original home is Jannah. So now we have a desire, all of us, and we must have this desire to go back to our original home. So there must be a longing in our hearts to go back to our watan asli, our actual home where our father had come from. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Noble Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا. For those people who work righteously, who have iman and they work righteous deeds, they'll have the gardens of bliss in paradise, you know, as a place of entertainment for them. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ عَهْدًا. He who has a desire, لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ, to meet his Rabb. This Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا, let him work righteous deeds. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا, and let him not ascribe any partners to Allah. So beautiful ayat of the Noble Quran. So honorable listeners of Markaz Sahaba and Radio Ansar International, from this discourse here, inshallah, we are going to create within our hearts a talab and a desire for the year after. And although we have the human element where we say that somebody has left us, remember that they are now traversing on this journey to the eternal home. And Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, whenever he came to a grave, he would shed tears. And he says, this is the first marhala, this is the first stage of the stages of the year after. So Hazrat Tanvir rahmatullah alayhi, at the time of a plague, when people were greatly distressed, you know, he wrote this kitab, Shauq-e Watan. And inshallah, Al-Aziz, the ahadith in this kitab here, we will be sharing with you so that we can get, inshallah, Al-Aziz, you know, a eagerness for the year after. And it makes it a source for our desire for the year after. And that with divine guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with tawfiq, we start preparing for the year after. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, acceptance and nearness to Him. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Ahadith Mubarak says, Sayyidina Abi Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates from Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any Muslim who experiences any hardship, discomfort, worry, sorrow, grief and distress, even a thorn prick, but Allah will make it an atonement for his sins. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidatina Sa'ib radiallahu ta'ala anha, do not curse fever, for it removes the sins of Bani Adam, the offspring of Adam alayhi salam, in a manner that the furnace removes rust from iron. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that I heard Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, when I afflict my bondsman with his two beloved possessions, he then exercised patience, I will grant him Jannah in lieu of it. And what is meant here is his two eyes, and he becomes blind. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala reports, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a Muslim is afflicted with a bodily affliction, it is said to the angel who records his pious deeds, continue regarding the pious deeds he committed in his state of good health. If Allah grants him recuperation, He will cleanse him. If Allah grants him death, He will forgive and have mercy on him. Muhammad ibn Khalid as-Salami narrates from his father, who narrated from his grandfather, that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when a bondsman is going to be granted a certain status from Allah, which he cannot reach through his own deed, Allah Ta'ala afflicts him with some calamity in his body, or to his wealth, or children, then grants him sabr and patience until he reaches that status which has been determined for him. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala who says, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when the afflicted ones are given reward on the day of Qiyamah, the day of judgment, the healthy ones will wish that the skins were cut with scissors in this world, so that they may also attain the same rewards. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when the sins of a bondsman increases, and he does not possess deeds which will atone for it, Allah Ta'ala will afflict him with sorrow to expiate for those sins. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala reports, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, plague is a means of martyrdom for a Muslim. Sayyidina Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, five categories of people are martyrs. The plagued, the one who has disease in the stomach, the one who drowns, the one on whom a building falls, and a martyr in the path of Allah. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidatina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, I asked Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding plague. He informed me that it is a type of punishment for some, which Allah Ta'ala sends on whom He wishes. For some here means the kafirs. And Allah has made it a mercy for the mu'mineen, the believers. The one who remains with patience in his plague, affected settlement with the hope of gaining reward, and knowing that only what Allah has decreed for him will happen, he will receive the reward of a shaheed, of a martyr. You know, we went through the situation during the time of COVID, and all those people who passed away during COVID, they have been blessed with martyrdom. This reward is only attained if one remains in the affected place and does not run away. The reward for dying in a plagued area will be additional to this reward. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one running away from plague is like the one running away from jihad. The one who stays steadfast with patience therein, in the affected place, will receive the reward of a shaheed, of a martyr. From the previous hadith, it becomes clear that those affected by plague attain the reward of jihad while remaining in their homes. The reward for jihad is the best amongst all deeds. Ali Malkindi said, I was with Abi Abbas al-Ghifari on a rooftop. He saw a group of people leaving the settlement because of plague and said, O plague, take me because I am desirous towards you. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a present, a beloved present for the mu'min and the believer is death. Sayyidina Mahmud ibn Labid radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ibn Adam, the offspring of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, dislikes maut and death, while maut is better for him than fitna, trials and tribulations in the deen. Those who have passed on in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, it reminds us at the time that when a baby is born, then the baby cries and everybody around the baby are so happy, and they, you know, they smile and they laugh. And when that same person grows up and reaches that stage, you know, where death overtakes him, then he is very, very happy because he's going to be meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people around him are crying. And these are the realities that we find around us when the loved ones leave. Some leave earlier and some leave a little later. These are the realities of life. So we should never, ever be afraid of death. We must all look forward to death, because it's mentioned that death is like a bridge. It takes the lover to the beloved. So for a mu'min, you know, he has no fear whatsoever of death. He loves death because it's going to be the liqa and the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us, you know, to enjoy the bliss that comes at the time of death. You know, I remember, I know in the case of my wife, she would recite every day, Allahumma barik lana fil mawti wa fima ba'd al mawt, and Allahumma hawwin alayna sakarat al mawt. I think in some mentioned that you read it 25 times each, but she would read it abundantly. So presumably she must be reading it 25 times. She must have been reading it 25 times a day. And just like a bird flies out from a cage in which she was imprisoned, then from the imprisonment of this world, you know, just took flights so beautifully, you know, to another world, from a life of flesh to a life of spirit. So we must all long for death in this particular manner. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.